The assembly voted 97-2 on Tuesday afternoon to approve the bill. Two Democrats, Jonathan Brostoff and Marisa Bell Cabrera, both of Milwaukee, voted against it. They said it doesn't do enough. The proposal lifts Wisconsin's one-week waiting period for unemployment insurance. It also requires health insurers to cover tests for COVID-19. During debate, Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz said the bill should have included more support for Wisconsin residents struggling as the virus spreads across the state.
I refuse to admit this is all we can do as a state. And there's so much more we need to be doing.
Democrats attempted to amend the bill to include $30 million for small business loans and grants. They also wanted to transition the rest of Wisconsin's 2020 elections to be done entirely by mail. Those changes both failed on party line votes. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.